At the beginning of this week's parasha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to Aaron HaKohen the mitzvah to light the menorah in the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash. Then the pasuk says, "Vayasken Aaron el mulpnei haMenorah hela neirosea kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe." Aaron did what he was told. Vayasken Aaron. And Rashi has his famous comment, "Vayasken Aaron lahagid shivcho shel Aaron shloshina." This teaches the godless of Aaron HaKohen shloshina. He didn't change from what he was commanded. He did exactly what he was told. At first glance, this statement of Chazal seems difficult. Would we have a hava mina? Would we have any thought that Aaron HaKohen wouldn't do as he was told? Of course he would. Why does the pasuk have to say Vayasken Aaron? The Sefer Tzvas Emes suggests that what Chazal are telling us is not that Aaron didn't change the tzivui the very first time that he lit the menorah, but rather that each and every time he lit the menorah, each day, he did exactly the same way that he did the first time. He did the mitzvah with the same excitement, with the same diktuk, with the same care and concern that he did the mitzvah the first day. And that's really what Chazal are teaching us. Vayas kein Aaron shloshina, he didn't change from the first way that he did the mitzvah. Not just that he didn't change from the tzivah, of course he did what he was told, but every single time that he did the mitzvah, day in and day out, he did the mitzvah with the same hislavas, with the same excitement. You know, when a person gets used to something, it's easy to lose a little bit of the excitement that a person had the first time that he did a mitzvah. That's the yesod that the Chazal are teaching us. That Aaron HaKohen's attitude was such that he had the same excitement for the mitzvah day in and day out. Where did Aaron get the koach to have such an attitude? It's not easy. Most people are not like that. So where did Aaron HaKohen get that kind of perspective from? We know the comment of Rashi at the beginning of the parasha, that why is the parasha of the menorah connected, it's juxtaposed to the parasha of the Nesiim, and last week's parasha, Parashas Nasa. Because when Aaron HaKohen saw that the Nesiim brought karbonos for the Chanukah HaMishkan, and he didn't have a part in that mitzvah, not he, not his shevet, chol shadaito, he felt bad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, shalcho gedola mishalohem shatamada gumeite v'saneiros. HaKadosh Baruch Hu consoled Aaron HaKohen. He told him, your portion will be greater than that of the Nesiim. They bring the karbonos at the Chanukah HaMishkan, but they're not going to continue to bring these karbonos. But you are madlik umeite v'saneiros each and every day in the Mishkan. Aaron was always looking for the opportunity to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He didn't look at mitzvos as an ol, as a burden. He viewed them as an opportunity to serve. So he saw the mitzvah of lighting the menorah each day as a gift. A gift given to him to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why he felt a simcha, he felt an excitement for the mitzvah each and every day. You know, when a person gets sick, chalila, and then he's cured, he has such a deeper understanding of the value of every moment of life. He treasures every moment of life. He feels that it's such a matana. If a person looks at mitzvahs in the same way, if they see mitzvahs as a matana, as a gift HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given him, then it's a little bit easier to have a hislavas, to have an excitement for mitzvahs each and every day. We find a similar idea later in the parasha as well. The Torah tells us about the Anoshim Tumeim, people who were Tomei, they weren't able to bring the Pesach Rishon, and they complained about it. They said, why should we be any different than anyone else? Loma Nigara, why should we be any less? Why should we lose out? Once again, it seems perplexing. Why are they complaining? If that's the halacha is that a person who's tummy is potter from the Karban Pesach, so they should accept what the halacha says. Why did they complain that there has to be a way that they should be able to be mitzvah from the mitzvah? The answer is these individuals were looking for the opportunity to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So even if al pidin they weren't able to be part of the Karban Pesach, they wanted to be mitzvah, they wanted a connection. Maybe Kohanim Tahorim could be Zorek the Dam on their behalf, and someone else could eat the Basar of the Karban Pesach. Maybe somehow the Karban Pesach could be associated with them, and they could have a chelik of the mitzvah. They weren't satisfied with being potter. They weren't happy with being potter. They wanted a part of the mitzvah, because they had a burning desire to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What happened? In their zechus, the zechus of their rotzon, the parsha of Pesach Sheni was given. The parsha that teaches that if a tamei, person who's tamei was not able to bring a Pesach Rishon, he can bring a Pesach Sheni. There are second chances given. Why were they given a second chance? But if the Torah says that the tamei doesn't bring a Pesach Rishon, why give them a second chance? The answer is because they had a desire to serve. HaKadosh Baruch Hu responded by giving them the opportunity to serve. Maybe that's why these two stories are found in this week's parasha, the story with Aaron, the story with the Anoshim Tmeim, because there's a Tzara Shava, there's a common denominator between these two stories. And that is that individuals who want to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who have a burning desire to serve, are given the opportunity to do so. They're given mitzvos to do. Because when a person has a desire to serve, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to see that service. Message of Aaron HaKohen, Shivcho Shel Aaron Shloshina, the fact that he didn't change each and every day, b'tmidus, with consistency, that message is relevant throughout the year, but especially during the summer months. When we don't have a framework of the yeshiva, we don't have the regular framework, it's so important to have a sense of consistency, day in and day out, to be involved in mitzvahs and masim tovim, with a consistency, with a tmidus, to daven with a minyan 3 times a day, to be koveitim la Torah, to be involved in chesed, to work on our midos, to be careful in our interactions with our family members, with other people. It's so important that we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with consistency, even when we don't have a regular framework of the yeshiva. We should always look at mitzvos, not as an ol, as a burden, as just an obligation, but rather as an opportunity to serve. And if that's our perspective, then we'll be careful with mitzvos not just when we're in yeshiva, but each and every day of the year. Good Shabbos.